Let me ask you what it was that brought you here from Detroit, and I'm guessing that it was Mickey Most.
It certainly was. I was in bands from the age of 14, and before you ask, I'm now 73, so it's 59 years as a professional. Unbelievable. It was the second wave of the all-girl band, and my brother found out Mickey was in town because he was going to use Motown Studios with Jeff Beck and Cozy Powell. He came to the gig. I sang only two songs, one I wrote and one Jailhouse Rock, and Mickey invited me to go to England. Well, first of all, Jack Holtzman from Elektra had seen the band the same week, and he offered me a solo contract. It's, your time to go. Mickey came that same week a little bit later, offered me a solo contract. Jack wanted to turn me into the next Janis Joplin. Mickey said, come to England, we'll make an album, and I'll turn you into the first Susie Quattro.
What was Mickey's talent as a producer? What was the key to his success? Was it the fact that he spotted talent like yourself and said he could see the potential? Is that what it was?
I think he was a real, real, real good talent spotter, yes.
Yeah.
But now Mickey could never produce me. He'd be the first one to tell you that. He knew what I wasn't, but he wasn't sure what I was. He just kept telling me, you're unique, you're unique, but he couldn't produce me. But I think Mickey's biggest talent was taking a picture and putting it in the right frame.
Yeah, he had that knack of, for example, he put you together with Chin and Chapman, who were, terrific songwriters at the time.
Absolutely. I had had the band. I finally got the band together. We went on that first nationwide slate tour. I hadn't had success yet. I had 15 minutes at the beginning of the show. And by the end of that tour, we were pretty much the band was formed and we did all my own songs. Okay. Mickey said, oh, you got your sound together now. This is happening. Do you mind if I bring in these two new writers I've signed because they're good? Even though I was a singer-songwriter myself, he said they're good at writing the 3-minute single. Would you mind? I said, absolutely not. So they came and they saw the show that we did, which is all dump da dump da dump da dump da dump. And they went away and they wrote Can the Can, and the rest, as they say, put a leather jumpsuit on it and you got history.
What did you think of Britain when you first came here? What were your first thoughts of it?
Why is everything so small? Where's the TV stations and where's the rock and roll radio? Other than that,
Yeah.
that's how it was in 1971, but I soon got used to all that. I've grown to love the UK so much. I had to get used to your sense of humor because it's a particular humor to Britain and it's brilliant, but you have to get used to it. I had to get used to like things like when you ordered a cheese salad and you didn't have much money, you got two pieces of lettuce, two slices of tomato, and a piece of cheese in a plastic wrapper. So, it was a culture change for me. I'm from Detroit,
How's it changed, and what do you like about it now?
Well, I'm put down my roots here. I've lived in the same place since 1980 in a 15th century Elizabethan manor house, which is pretty cool. I always have said this. I find the British people to be very fair. That's all. Very fair.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I think we'll take that. That
Yeah.
sounds pretty good to me. We're fair.
Yeah, you are.
Do you get back to Detroit at all nowadays or not?
All the time. I've gone a
You
lot in
do.
the last few
Yeah.
years, actually. I had my 60th birthday there. I had my 65th birthday there. I did two or three specials when I was on BBC Radio 2 there. I got an award there recently. I went back for a charity thing that Martha Reeves came along to. She came to my birthday party, actually. We were dancing on the street. Anyway, it was all good. It's all good. I try to go back to America as much as I can. I'm always going to be the American in the UK.